This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1643. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 15th, Antarctica, Argentina, Biafra, Brazil, Canada, Chad, Croatia, Cuba, Germany, Korea South, Lithuania, Madagascar, Newfoundland, Niger, Nigeria, Pakistan, Peru, Poland, Russia, Somaliland, Spain, South Sudan, Tatarstan, Tibet, UK, USA, Uzbekistan, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Just last week I mentioned that LRA 36 Antarctica had not been heard for over a year, and they were still awaiting a replacement part for their transmitter. But on November 14th, Horacio Negro in Uruguay tells us there was a reply to his article on his blog about Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel from someone working at the station for the summer 2012-2013 season. In translation, she says, "My name is Mirta. I share the studio this year at Base Esperanza with two partners and the technical operator, and we are very excited because today we return to convey to everyone after the repair of equipment. We are proud to share this news," meaning they're back on the air on shortwave 15476. But she did not give any further details. When last heard over a year ago, they were most active on Thursdays around 13 to 15 UT, and they were never active on weekends. We hope they're at least on the air Monday through Friday around those hours. Before that, they were signing on roughly at 12:30 UT, but once again, we're waiting for the exact new schedule and indeed confirmation that they're really back on shortwave 15476. It'll be a relatively weak signal, but the frequency, I think, remains clear of interference at that hour. Meanwhile, medium wave DXers in Europe and North America are having fun pulling in Buenos Aires area stations in Argentina on the X-band 1630 kHz. Bruce Conti has been on a DX expedition to Prince Edward Island and reports Radio Melody, it's spelled like the English word, in San Jose, Entre Rios, November 1st at 0800. They mentioned Buenos Aires. They were off frequency to 1629.835. And there was another Argentine station, slightly higher, on 1629.997. Henry Clements says he's positive it was Radio Melody relaying Cadena 3 from Cordova. And in PlayDX, a report from Saverio De Chian in Italy, who reports on 1629.99 Radio Diagonal in La Plata, Argentina, at 0538 UT, November 8th, giving a local full ID and even giving the legal decree authorizing the station. And about the same time, at 0530, there was another station on a slightly lower frequency, 1629.82, which may have been Radio America in San Jose. These two reports conflict about the identity of the stations, but these expanders seem to always be making some changes. Yet another report from nearby Montevideo, Uruguay, Rodolfo Tizzi in the Condish list, says he heard Radio Melody in San Jose, Entre Rios, call sign LRM-991, dominating the frequency for some time around 1630, and his location totally eclipsing Radio Diagonal from La Plata, and he put up a YouTube recording. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania confirms hearing Radio Biafra London at its new time and frequency, November 8th from 1935 until closing at 2000 UT via Germany on 11830. That replaces 11870, which when it was 1 hour later, and it remains on Thursdays and Saturdays only. It's partly in English. By the way, I've just seen some news that Biafra has once again declared its independence. So this station might acquire some additional interest. With a somewhat lower noise level on the 60-meter band, I've been enjoying some DX there from Brazil, Bolivia, and Peru in the evenings, such as on 4925, November 10th at midnight 29, station in Portuguese, with a time check for 20 hours and something, which put it in the UT-4 zone, unlike most of Brazil, and therefore making it obviously Radio Educação Rural in Chefé, Amazonas, 4925. At the other end of the scale, Welbe Garcia in Porto Alegre, Rio Grande do Sul, reports hearing Super Radio Deus é Amor on 23539.8, November 10th at 0218. That's the second harmonic of 11764.9, which he also heard with a much stronger signal. But the harmonic had quite different reception with a lot of fading. An interesting frequency to monitor is 2749 USB, where there's some Canadian Coast Guard stations. I was hearing one of them November 10th at midnight 54 with marine weather in English and French Canadian. According to scheduling, the one on the air at that hour would be VCO in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Actually, I was reading the frequency a bit lower, 2748.7 USB. After several weeks of off-frequency operation on 6160.9, CKZN in Newfoundland has disappeared. It didn't go back to 6160, leaving only CKZU in Vancouver on that frequency, as heard November 13th at 0705 UT with Quirks and Quarks, which means it's the Pacific Zone scheduling of CBC Radio 1. So no more big heterodyne between those two. But it's too bad if CKZN does not come back on the proper frequency, or preferably a totally different frequency, but don't count on that. Congratulations to another DX program, the International Radio Report, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary Sunday, November 18th on CKUT in Montreal, as Gary Drew reminds us. It's expanding from 30 minutes to 1 hour for this occasion, so we're not sure if it's starting at its usual time of 1530 or maybe 1500. In any event, you can listen online at ckut.ca, or you can retrieve it later, as you can other programming on that station. As we reported last week, Radio Vanikuba decided to use 6165 for English between 01 and 07 UT, unfortunately blocking Chad, which signs on around 0500, its only shortwave frequency. Nevertheless, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania is still able to hear it. It was coming on abruptly November 9th and 10th at the same time, 0501 UT with talk in French, but it was poor and weak underneath Cuba. One night I was still hearing something very weak on the frequency after Cuba quit at 0700, but I think that would be a little too late for Chad. I explained previously how Croatian radio, relayed via Now in Germany, is using two transmitters at once, one to North America and one to South America, on the same frequency for 4 hours between midnight and 04 UT on 7375. When I checked this November 11th at 03:45 during Croatian rock music, there was a very fast subaudible heterodyne. Too fast to count exactly, but I would estimate about 20 hertz. Since they moved from the Vechtochtel to the Nauen site, it seems the MBR operators have not mastered the technique of zero beating the two synchronized transmitters. And I feared the same thing would be happening for the entire 4 hours, and indeed it appears to be, again hearing that very fast subaudible heterodyne November 15th, much earlier in the block at midnight 40 UT. It's not the same as propagational flutter, which is somewhat variable, although it may be rapid. Other European signals on the 7 MHz band were not exhibiting this problem, when the Nauen transmitters were. They need to be synchronized exactly, not only in frequency, of course, but in the timing of the modulation. Just about every day we hear anomalies from Cuba, such as Radio Havana broadcasting on the wrong frequency at the wrong time, or other problems, and I duly report them as logged in my daily reports as well as in DX Listening Digest, but rarely take time to go through them on this program. However, there were some this week I just can't resist mentioning. November 9th at 1929 UT 15340, which is about to start the French service from Radio Havana, Cuba, is instead on the air broadcasting cut numbers in modulated CW. That is, tones on a regular AM carrier. Cut numbers are 10 Morse letters, each standing for a different number, which makes it easier and quicker to copy than the five dits and dahs making up each proper Morse code number. And they're sent in groups of five each between pauses, just like we hear on frequencies in the 5.8 to 5.9 megahertz range late at night. Of course, we already know these spy numbers, as well as the variety spoken in Spanish, are from Cuba, but putting them on a Radio Havana frequency makes this a little harder to deny, if the Cubans even try to. Not only was this an RHC frequency, but obviously an RHC transmitter, sharing the site with the DGI spy numbers service, since finally at 1934 the numbers suddenly stopped and replaced by the Havana French service already in progress. Then November 9th at 2305 UT, I was surprised to find the Cuban relay of China in English on 5950 instead of 5990, where it's supposed to be. This also applied to the following hour in Spanish until 0100 and caused interference to Bolivia on 5952.44. Fortunately, the following night they were back on the correct frequency, 5990. The new frequency of 6165 also means there's a possibility of new mixing products, and in fact, a new one has been heard, 6270. After 0500 in English, that's 6060, leaping over 6165, another 105 kilohertz higher. And Ralph Perry in Illinois has also heard it before 0500, when the lower frequency and then the leapfrog are in Spanish. The 15340 frequency has also been doing some strange things on the air when it's not supposed to be, according to their very own schedule. It was on after 2100 UT in French, November 13th, while French is supposed to be only on 11760 at that hour and 15340 in a one-hour break, ending at midnight UT. But November 14th, it was still on the air over 2 hours later. From Germany, Hamburger Lokalradio tried a new frequency last week, including, I assume, when World of Radio was on the air, Saturday at 1630 UT, 6190. That frequency had been reserved as a possible alternate for them, and I assume still on 7265 for the earlier broadcast Saturday at 0630. So check again this weekend, those two frequencies at those two times. Dr. Peterson in Denmark also discovered on Saturday, November 10th, that following the Hamburger Lokalradio on 7265 until 1100, it stayed on another hour, relaying, of all things, Südwestrundfunk 3 from Baden-Baden. As Hasegawa in Japan passes on a new schedule, monitored by Hiroshi, of MND Radio, that's the relatively new Ministry of National Defense, transmission from South to North Korea. He has exact times and frequencies. However, I'm just going to round them off. They usually start a few minutes before the hour given and last anywhere from 31 to 54 minutes past the following hour. At 04, 5150 and 6300. At 05, 5410 and 6550. At 06, 6270 and 6670. At 07, 5900 and 6435. At 10, 5410 and 6550. At 11, 6270 and 6670. and at 12 UT 5150 and 6300. You're listening to World of Radio number 1643. Consult our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Philip Hiscock in Canada, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. U.S. funds preferred, but via PayPal, they will do the conversion if necessary. One may also contribute via a check or money order in U.S. funds, please, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Some more special broadcasts via Lithuania, November 16th and 18th. Thanks to Roberto Scaglione for forwarding this news about RWI celebrating its 29th birthday. It stands for Radio Waves International. These are two-hour broadcasts as follows. To Europe, Friday, November 16th at 21 UT on 6055. To America, UT Sunday the 18th at 0200 on 7415. And to Asia, Sunday, November 18th at 1300 on 9895. All of these are 100 kilowatt transmitter via Lithuania. As for regular daily broadcasts via the Sitkunai Lithuania site in the B12 season, DX Remix News Bulgaria shows only three. Radio Japan in Russian at 0430 to 05 on 6115. That's a new frequency. And the other two are Radio Free Asia in Tibetan at 10 to 11 on 9690 and at 23 to midnight UT on 9875. Ron Howard in California reports a signal on 5010 USB plus carrier, presumed to be Radio Madagascar reactivated after being off for some months, November 9th at 1511 to 1530 and at 1538, although there was Spanish SSB interference and also interference from India. However, they were in the clear at 1538 when he confirmed the language was in French. And the parallel frequency is 6135.19 variable. He was able to hear that, at least making a heterodyne with Yemen on 6135. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was also hearing Radio Madagascar at their morning time on 5010. Again, carrier plus upper sideband only, November 10th, from 0200 past 0250. However, the first part of that was apparently a prelude, since they had an interval signal at 228 and the national anthem, apparently signing on about 0230. He also heard them coming on the air at 0223 November 11th, and November 12th they were on at 0224. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania has been hearing La Voix du Sahel in Niger off frequency again, 9705.39. November 9th until sign-off at 2259, he was hearing it almost a sesquihour earlier. But on November 10th and 12th, they were on 9705.59. And that was varying slightly as well, as early as 2025 UT. Walt Salmaniv in Victoria, B.C. reports 100% copy of the English program from Voice of Nigeria in DRM, 15120. November 12th at 1932 UT, the signal-to-noise ratio is 19.6 dB, the low mono bit rate of 9.18 kbps made reception simple. He says copy is better than a few weeks ago, but there was some cross-modulation in the background. A program called Today in History, not bad for some 12 megameters. Radio Pakistan has shown up on a new frequency, heard by Steve Wood in Massachusetts, 9560. And he tuned in at 17 UT when they had an ID and news headlines in English. That was on November 12th. Wolfgang Büschel agrees they're on that frequency for the Urdu service between 17 and 19 UT, but apparently containing a bit of English. He says he heard it at 1850 in Germany, but it was weak. It did not sound like 250 kilowatts. Bob Wilkner in South Florida, along with his mysterious colleague XM, report hearing Radio Logos, the new station in Chasuta, Tarapoto, Peru, on 4810. At various times, both morning and evening, on November 5th, 6th, 8th, and 9th. A much stronger signal in the morning around 1000 than in the evening, heard as early as 2235 and as late as 2340. Via BCDX, Krzysztof Rybus in Poland reports what he found on the Polish radio corporate site in Polish, which has been translated, about their external service. It's dated the 24th of October about opting for new distribution outlets instead of shortwave. Listeners in the USA and Canada will find a one-hour program in English prepared especially for them instead of a half-hour segment. It will reach overseas thanks to the World Radio Network, which goes through newest technology, such as Sirius XM radio, and also reaching most new cars, of course. They say our program, which not so long ago was still transmitted mainly on shortwave, now gains lots of new listeners, fascinating with newest technologies of reception, such as satellite radio and mobile applications, thanks to Sirius XM. Profile of our listeners has changed radically. Instead of a hobbyist ham radio listener, now we have a new listener from opinion-making target groups, says the director of Polish Radio External Service, Juliusz Michal Maliszewski. Programs for the USA and Canada contain information, economic, cultural, and tourist magazines. So there you have it, folks, like BBC World Service and others which have deleted shortwave to North America. Polish radio now denigrates shortwave listeners as mere hobbyists, not opinion makers. I have opinions and sometimes even express them. Well, of course, we are glad they're on WRN, but we're not glad that they're not on shortwave. Although the erstwhile program Moscow Mailbag no longer appears on the Voice of Russia World Service program grid for shortwave broadcasts, Alan Rowe says he still finds it on the U.S. edition, that is, for their Washington, D.C. station and perhaps others carrying Voice of Russia. Scheduled as follows, at 1100 on Sunday and 1700 on Tuesday and Thursday. I assume those are universal times. On a de-expedition to a low-noise area near his home in Pennsylvania, Dave Valko reports hearing Radio Hargeisa Somaliland 7120 at three different times of day. 1825 UT, he was already getting some music and heard them signing off at 1901.40. But he also hears them, as many of us do, at 0330 and also at 1300 UT. This was on November 13th. Alan Rowe in England says the Spanish service of Radio Exterior de España was broadcasting back-to-back music on November 14th, such as 1930 UT on 7275, instead of regular programming, but there were occasional canned announcements referring to a huelga general or the general strike, which apparently has disrupted programming. There was no sign of English, which had been scheduled at 19 UT on 9605 or 9665. I was also hearing nothing but pop and rock music in Spanish earlier that day at 1406 onward on 17595, instead of Españoles en la Mar. Alan Rowe heard South Sudan in Focus, an English program from Voice of America, at 1630 UT, November 9th, on 9790. According to HFCC, the site is Botswana. You cannot hear them via the German sites on 11905 or 13625. The VOA website is no help at all in getting accurate scheduling on this program. Here's the new winter schedule of Tatarstan Wave in Tatar and Russian via the Samara site in Russia from DX Remix News in Bulgaria. The broadcast started 10 minutes past the hour, but previously we've found the carriers come on as much as 10 minutes before the hour, and they end after 50 minutes at the top of the following hour, at 0410 11895, at 0610 9410, and at 0810 11610. In the new B12 season, I'm no longer hearing the Voice of Tibet relay via Madagascar at 14 UT, which had been jumping around among 17560, 565, or 570, along with Chicom jamming, usually in the form of Firedrake. And there is nothing to be found in HFCC for Voice of Tibet, strangely enough, but Alki has the information. This transmission has been moved a half an hour later, now starting at 14:30 on 17535, and again after a few minutes the Firedrake interference shows up, and there's another one at 15:30 on 15485. In DX Listening Digest, we report several sufficient frequencies for BBC World Service to be heard in North America despite their best wishes. But the best of these is 7435 on the air between 03 and 04 UT from Ascension toward Africa, but we're just about directly off the back. And on November 11th, it was so good it could easily have passed for an intentional broadcast to North America, God forbid. In the NASWA group, Richard Cuff says, catch these BBC broadcasts to Africa while you can. They plan to scale back shortwave to Africa from 19 to 7 hours per day in the near term. The big news from BBC is, of course, the resignation of its own director general in an indirect sex scandal, which I cannot possibly do justice to here, so I won't attempt to, but there's lots about it in the mainstream media, and BBC itself is doing its best to cover this rather internal story. Last Saturday night, World of Radio appeared unexpectedly on WTWW25085 at 0547 UT Sunday. So if you keep listening, you may or may not hear an additional airing of World of Radio on that frequency. As for WTWW15745, a new frequency is in the works and it may already be in use this week. It'll probably be somewhere between 5.8 and 5.9 megahertz, including World of Radio at 0500 UT Sundays. Victor Gunatelka in Sri Lanka says, this is for you, Glenn. It's your article on harmonic DXing in How to Listen to the World 1969, which got me into the subject. He's heard the Tashkent, Uzbekistan relay of Vatican on 14820, 2x7410, at midnight 50 to 0200. Zanzibar sign-off time varies widely before and after 21 UT on 11735. On November 8th, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was hearing Swahili and Middle Eastern music, but many canned IDs in English around 2100 as Spice FM. And they continued with more Spice FM IDs and Western pop music until abruptly off at 2121. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued November 12th, ANK indices is peaking at 10 and 4 December 4th, solar flux peaking at 150 November 18th and 19th. And that's World of Radio 1643. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.